The Edwards County School Board had a busy meeting Monday night. Thaley Dunaway started the meeting off by reading her state placement VFW Voice of Democracy essay. Thaley placed first at the local level and first at the regional level and third statewide. She received an award of $1,250. She went on to say Monday night that the competition was a lifetime experience. Thaley is a senior at the Edwards County High School. The board then went on to discuss the carpeting in three phases of the hallways at the K-12. If the district can complete the old carpet removal and glue, this would save the district some funds. Otherwise, the total project would be $95,892 to Bears Flooring. The board approved the owner-architect agreement with ADG Architects of Mount Carmel. The total amount for the architect work and management for the vocational building, $237,500. Three trips were approved, including Albin Grade School Junior High to St. Louis in May, West Salem Grade School Honor Student Council trip to Marengo, Indiana on May 7th, and the West Salem Grade School 8th grade trip to Turkey Run State Park in Indiana on May 12th. The West Salem PTO will donate $1,700 worth of shade trees for the West Salem campus. The board approved the annual contract with the Albin Baseball Association and approved $100,242 for the insurance assessment concerning the joint self-health cooperative assessment talked about last month. A free baseball youth camp was approved. That camp will be held April 12th. The board had the first reading of new series of social science curriculum books. The total cost, $45,204. This is for all classes, and the books will replace books that are 26 years old. The board will have their reorganizational meeting prior to the regular April meeting on April 24th. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignations of dinner theater sponsor Jennifer Gother, Albin Grade School Student Council sponsor Miranda Duncan, West Salem Grade School Student Council sponsor Cassie Lynch, and ECHS Athletic Director Russell Gerlach. The board voted to re-employ all tenured certified personnel, non-tenured certified personnel, non-tenured certified personnel advancing to tenure status, non-certified personnel, and voted to employ two paraprofessionals for the 25-26 school year, J.C. Burster and Madison Currier. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.